T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They're never going to do dynamic pricing. I just don't see it in the Dan's future. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN on a Thursday. And I hope you're having a good day. Thanks very much for making this station a part of your day. And I want to thank somebody who sent in the... I had written a piece on Facebook, the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page, about a really gross commercial, really an inappropriate commercial the other day that I had seen. And somebody said, have you seen the Ballsy ads? And I watched it online, and I couldn't believe that that was a thing, but that was a thing. It's a product, let's just say this, designed for men who want to be super, super clean. All righty then. And then there was another one for hair down there. And I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen, the ad features a dancing, singing pubic hair. I showed it to somebody last night. She said, is that a real thing? I said, see for yourself. It's a real thing. Gillette Venus. I am not kidding. I could not make this up if I wanted to. In a way, it's hilarious, and in another way, it is absolutely revolting. It's a strange thing. All right, so anyway, it is 3:38 at News Radio 930 WBEN, and I want to switch things up a little bit and get away from the dynamic pricing thing, because it dawned on me. I'm a little slow in my uptake, you'll forgive me. It dawned on me that I had mentioned Woodstock, and a couple of very interesting things about Woodstock, very quickly. I told you before what the ticket prices were in advance and at the door, and eventually it became a free concert because they simply couldn't keep people out. People were just coming and coming and coming. Traffic was at an absolute standstill. Woodstock in 1969 has been so romanticized over the years. It has been so glorified, hailed as this watershed moment in American history. But for the people who were there, it was a mess. It was seriously, the more I read about it, the more I think, wow, I'm sure glad I wasn't older in 1969. I'm sure glad I didn't subject myself to that. It sounds absolutely hellish. Nobody was dressed for the elements. People had to have makeshift tents. Some of the former GIs, they were among the best to deal with the inclement weather in very hostile terrain, basically a cow pasture, which was liquefied. Now, what do cows do a lot of? Well, that was liquefied. It was running all over the place. Can you imagine the smell at Woodstock? The guy who owned the farm, Max Yasger, he made out the best of anybody involved with that particular concert event. He was paid $75,000 in 1969. He was paid $75,000 for the use of his, 600-acre farm? $75,000. When you go back and you look at the pay of performers, it was staggeringly low by today's standards. There was not a hottest band in the land in 1969 than Creedence Clearwater Revival. They signed up $10,000. That is what they made out of Woodstock. And the whole list of paydays from Woodstock, reading it now, it's laughable what they were paying performers. And yet, I realize we're talking about $1969 dollars, and you have to take into account inflation. But the people who put on Woodstock, the concert, they actually did not break even. Now, whether this was an accounting trick, I don't know. They did not break even until 10 years after, which is ironic since 10 years after was one of the bands at Woodstock with Alvin Lee. They did not make out until a decade after, until 1979, with sales of the movie and sales of the audio from the concert. 10 years supposedly to break even. And like I said, I don't know if that was some kind of a funky accounting trick or anything else. But, you know, you go back, and one of the cool things about the internet is you can pull up pretty much anything at any time. And you go back and you watch performances by people like Alvin Lee and 10 years after, absolutely electrifying performance of I'm Going Home. You look up The Who, See Me, Feel Me. Unbelievable performance. Then the movie left out the part where Pete Townsend had to use his guitar as a weapon and told that basically said, if anybody else comes up on this blanking stage, I will blanking kill them. Peace and love at Woodstock. But there were some great performances there. Great performances there at Woodstock. And even people that faded quickly into obscurity, like Country Joe and the Fish, they were good. The one thing that always stood out, though, was, and everybody says this, Sha-na-na. If you look at the list of Woodstock performers, if Sha-na-na doesn't jump out at you as why, what were they thinking? Jefferson Airplane, Jimi Hendrix, Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young. Sha-na-na? I'm sorry. Come again with that, would you? All right. It is 3:43 at News Radio 930 WBEN. But you know, I guess the takeaway there is sometimes things get glorified. They get glorified. And the fact is they weren't a lot of fun for a lot of people. And I was thinking locally, the Blizzard of 77 has become this epic, unbelievably once-in-a-lifetime moment in Western New York. If you were alive during the blizzard of 1977, you know of what I speak. It was bitterly cold. It was bitterly windy. It was abysmally snowy with the snow blowing in from off the lake. And we lost 30 people, roughly 30 people, to death in the blizzard of 77, because that was the era before cell phones. It wasn't like you could just get on a cell phone if you ran out of gas and say, I think I'm at such and such location. And the 911 dispatcher could say, well, I see where your location is because you're using a cell phone and we'll get somebody right out to you, or you know, we'll make sure that somebody gives you a hand. It wasn't like that in 1977. You were on the road, you were on your own. And that was something that we talk about it now almost with this sense of reverence. I'm guilty of this myself. Talk about it with a sense of reverence, the blizzard of 77. But we forget, it wasn't a lot of fun for an awful lot of people. And it's the same thing with Woodstock. It's been so glorified and so hailed as this watershed moment, and yet when you read the accounts by people who are actually there, it doesn't sound like anything I'd want to be within 100 miles of. Seriously. Ugh. Anyway, and the garbage afterwards for a bunch of hippies. Wow, were they a bunch of slobs? Of course, partially, I don't think they had enough trash receptacles. They certainly didn't have enough the toilets or sanitary facilities, and there was not enough food to go around. There was a Jewish organization that got together, understanding that Woodstock was a humanitarian man-made crisis. Yes, a man-made humanitarian crisis. And this Jewish group started bringing dill pickles and sandwiches to the concert location. How they got to the concert location remains a mystery to me because traffic was not moving for miles and miles around it. They were helicoptering people in and out, talking about the performers. It's the only way they could possibly make an appearance on stage. But if that sounds like fun to you, okay, that's great. It doesn't sound like fun to me. Then again, I don't understand fishing. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I never will. And I always end up next to the guy who wants to show me the pictures of his catches. Like, dude, I've seen dead fish before. I have no interest in seeing your pictures of a dead fish. I'm sorry, just not my thing. Camping, also not my thing. I consider roughing it to be Marriott. That to me is roughing it. Sleeping outside, fighting the insects does not sound appealing. I know for some of you, it's a way of life. For some of you, it's a way of getting in touch with nature. To me, what I think of when I hear about people talking about camping is my brother Billy coming back from Allegheny State Park. When I say he was covered from head to toe in mosquito bites, I think that may be an understatement. He had mosquito bites on top of mosquito bites. I remember putting calamine lotion all over him. I don't think we had Benadryl cream or Benadryl spray back then, but that poor kid, and I call him a kid because he was at that point, and I was his little brother, at that point, you basically had to make do with what was available as an itching remedy. But I can still see my brother's body to this day covered in what can only be described as a minefield of mosquito bites. It was bad. Now, this is the same guy used to work at a certain fried chicken place. And this is something that probably would not be tolerated today. He would work at this fried chicken place. He would come home. He would have burns. I mean, bad burns up and down the length of his arm. And even as a kid, I used to think, let me get this straight. You're a teenager. They're letting you work at this job where basically you're going to end up like Joan of Arc going up in flames one of these days. Could never understand why a teenager was allowed to do that job. Even as a little kid, it struck me as being weird. All right, those were just some random ramblings on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know what I want to talk about with you guys on the phone is the fact that we are almost at the month of August. Can you believe this? I mentioned this yesterday, probably around this time. I don't know where the summer has gone. Spring and summer were a little slow in getting here. Do you remember certain days in spring where usually it would be 70, 75 degrees? It was 50 degrees with a wintry wind blowing. Okay, so then summer finally hits us, and it's in full bloom right now, and it's already the end of July. This is the 28th day of July. On Monday, it is going to be the 1st of August. Summer of 2022, where have you gone? So I mentioned the calendar earlier, and it's not because I'm really into watching the calendar, but it does kind of surprise me that August seems to have sneaked up from out of nowhere and climbed onto our backs. And it also dawned on me that many of you may be looking for ideas for a getaway. Ideas for a getaway. I'm going to divide this into two categories. There are those of you who have children who are looking to get away. There are those of you who are part of a couple looking to get away. And of course, you're looking for different attractions depending on where you happen to be in life. Now, we know the cost of gasoline. We also know the uncertainties and vagaries of air travel these days. So we have done this before. I usually try to do this once a summer and somehow lost track of the calendar. But I would like to know, where is your one-tank trip destination? Now, it doesn't strictly have to be one tank of gas. It could be two tanks of gas. The point is, it's someplace that is abundantly drivable, probably in Western New York or Ohio, or Pennsylvania. Maybe Massachusetts, perhaps Vermont, maybe New Hampshire. These things are up to you, but it also depends on your miles per gallon. So the term one tank trips, I'm going to use that very, very loosely. But if you have children, give me an idea. Give me an idea. Give your fellow listeners an idea as to a great place to take your kids. Stuff, a place with plenty of stuff for the kids to do, so they're not going to be bored, so they're not going to wistfully be asking, when do we get to go home? And I'm kind of wondering, too, when you take your kids on vacation now, do they even know they're on vacation, or are they so buried in their electronic devices that all it is a change of venue from looking at the electronic device on your couch to looking at the electronic device at Cedar Point? I'm trying to figure that one out. But one-tank trips when families have children of whatever ages, and one-tank trips for people who are part of couples. Now, when you are part of a couple, obviously you don't have to worry about entertaining any children if it's just supposed to be a romantic or other kind of getaway for two. Maybe it's maybe you're going to do a wine trail. Always be careful with those. One of the really cool places that we discovered last summer was Hammondsport, New York. It was so dainty. It certainly was a one-tank trip. Yeah, it was definitely a one-tank trip, and it was, I must say, it was very pleasant. It was extremely relaxing, and it was so quaint. We did not stay on the lake. We walked down to the lake. It was a very warm day. We walked down to the lake, did not stay on the lake, but that whole Finger Lakes region, to me, is it's really very, very pleasant. And I don't know where you are with your particular life, but you don't have to call in now, but if you want to start calling in about 5 minutes after four, give me ideas. Actually, it's not so much me. You're actually helping out your fellow listeners, because I kind of know where I like to go at this point in my life. I know where people tell me to go all the time. But favorite one-tank trips when you've got kids and you got to entertain them, or when you are older, or maybe before the time you have kids, for young lovers and older people whose kids have fled the roost. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. You're going to have some gems that I've never even heard of, and other listeners have never even heard of.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.